Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is three dafim into Shas, daf Dalid. We left off yesterday on daf Gimel on the Be'ez, approximately 10 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Neshef. David mi havayoda palga delela emes. The Gemara previously was discussing that David HaMelech would wake up in the middle of the night and learn Torah. Asks the Gemara, wait a second. David knew exactly when Chatzos is to wake up in the middle of the night. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu have a yada. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos is. D'chsiv ke Chatzos halayla ani yoytzei b'seich Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro that the Makkah of Makkas Bechoris will be ke Chatzos halayla. My kichatzos. Why do you say approximately with the kaf hadimyon? Ilei madam alei kutcher brichu kichatzos. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said kichatzos approximately chatzos, says the Gemara, that is very difficult. Mi gosfeka kamei shemai, is there a suffix vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Elo da'am alei bichatzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have said at chatzos. Va'asa iu, and Moshe Rabbeinu added da'amar kichatzos. I'm a Mesafkalei. He was Mesupik. V'dav avi yada? And David knew? Answers the Gemara, David simna havalei. David had a simen. That it was Chatzos. Damar avacha bar biznar rab shimon chasida. Kinor hayatolu limalim mitasa shol David. There was this famous kinor, the harp, that was sitting above the bed of David. V'kimet shegiyah Chatzos. And when Chatzos came, Baruach Tzvainis, a strong northern wind came, v'noshevas boy, and it blew the harp, u'menagein, me'elov, and the harp played by itself, for only from the wind, there was no man playing it. Miyad ha'yo'imid v'oisik b'toira ad sh'olam ha'shachar. David was then Oisik b'toira until Amud ha'shachar. Kivun sh'olam Amud ha'shachar, when the morning star rose, nichnesu chachmei Yisrael atzlo, then the chachmei Yisrael came into him, Amru Lai, they said to him, Adoneinu HaMelech, Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichin Parnasa. They said, Klal Yisrael needs Parnasa. Amru Lahem, Luchu Viz Parnasu Zemizeh, let them go and do business with each other. The Tziv offers two pshatim Luchu Viz Parnasu. Either the wealthy people should be careful to give business and to do business with poor people, or let them do business with each other and not need to do business with other nations. We know sometimes the greatest chesed is to simply to do business with someone else, and that will give them some type of profit. Amru lo, but they responded to him. The Chachmei Yisrael said, Ein hakoimetz mazbiya esari. The amount of need that's received from the kmitza, the little bit that's done, the little bit of food that's done, the amount that is from their hand is not enough to satisfy the lion. Ve'ein abor mismale mechol yuso. And the pit is not filled up with the dirt that was taken out of it. Some of the dirt had fallen away. In other words, sometimes there needs to be what we would call a jolt to the economy, and it was not enough. Amalehem l'chu pishtu yidechem bigdut. The legions of Amalekim that were hanging around in Eretz Yisrael, and David was telling them, these gedud, these legions of Amalekim, take from them. Anyhow, there is a mitzvah to destroy Amalek, and to be mefarnes from the booty that they take from them. That's what David had suggested. They responded, immediately going to the infamous Achitofel for advice on the war. Miyad yotzim Achitofel v'minochim b'sanhedrin v'sholim burim metumim. They then resorted in asking Achitofel advice, getting permission from the Sanhedrin and asking them metumim. Amar Rav Yosef, Maikro d'chsiv v'acharei Achitofel bin Oyo ben Yodav v'ev Yosef v'sar tzivol l'melech Yov, Achitofel ze Yoetz. Achitofel is Yoetz. Simple reading of the pasuk is that following Achitofel, David took Benoyo ben Yoyada and Evyoser Sar Tzeva. According to the way Rav Yosef darshens it, Rav Yosef understands that Achitofel was always the first and most deciding opinion, and afterwards was Benoyo ben Yoyada Evyoser Sar Tzeva. Achitofel was the Yoyitz. V'chein Woymer Vavchav Hei Aleph here means v'cheinu amir, and the pasuk says v'atzas achi toifel ashiyot payomahem kashi yishol b'dvar elokim. It was on the madrega of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how high was the status of Achitophel's advice. Along the lines we had said, they consulted in Achitophel as well as the Sanhedrin and the Urim Tumim. Binayo ben Yoda zeh Sanhedrin. Binayo ben Yoda, Rashi explains, was the Av Beis Din. Vev Yosar was Elu Urim Tumim. These are the Urim Tumim. What does that mean? Av Yosar was a Kohen Gadol, and he would ask the Urim V'tumim. The entire time that David was Melech, up until the rebellion of Avshalom, he was the Urim V'tumim, as Rashi explains in Divrei HaMaaskil Vev Yosar. And we see as well in Shmuel Beis Perekhov, Rashi explains that the Gemara is pointing out that we see that first David would ask Rishus from the Kratium Placi, and they are the Urim V'tumim, and then he would ask if he would be Metzliach. V'cheinu Omer v'Noyo ben Yoyoda al Kratium Placi. V'Noyo ben Yoyoda was in charge of the Kratium Placi. What does that mean, the Kratium Placi, if that's in reference to Urim V'tumim? Krasi Shekorsim Divrehem. It was referred to as the crazy because the Urim V'tumim is decisive. Placi shemaflim b'divrem. It has wondrous words. And that is what's mentioned first. So too, the pasuk that we had, two lines from the bottom of Gimel on the base, v'achre achiterfo b'noyo b'nyo yada, that b'noyo yada b'no yada comes before Evyasar, because b'noyo, as we saw in the top line of the Gemara, was the Sanhedrin. And first the Sanhedrin was consulted, as the pasuk that we just read said, Uvinoyo ben Yoyada, and then what followed that was the crazy, the placey, was Durim V'tumim, continues the Gemara, five lines at top, V'achar kach, Sar Tzava L'melech Yov, and afterwards, then the general is mentioned in that order. Just like we had in the Pesukim from Divrei Yamim on the bottom of Gimel on the Bay. The Gemara now continues to the topic that we were discussing, David HaMelech waking up at night from his harp. Amar Rav Yitzchak Barad of Amrila, Amar Rav Yitzchak Rei de Rav Idi. Maikra, Ura Kivodi, Ura. What is the pasuk that says, arise, my honor? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ura Hanevel Kina O'ira Shachar. Here, Chazal understand, as Rashi explains, Ura Kivodi, as reference to David HaMelech. Al tischabdi b'sheina, says Rashi Kishar Melochim. Don't honor yourself with sleep. Aura shacha, wake up. And here it's the navel and the kinar, these musical instruments that are waking up David HaMelech. Eight lines on the top. Rabbi Zeira Amar, Moshe lo'ilam haviyoda. V'David name haviyoda. Both David and Shlomo would know, and, excuse me, Moshe, both knew when Chatzos was. As we will see, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu said Kechatzos HaLaila, it could very well be that Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was, but there were other reasons why he said Chatzos. Well, both of them knew. V'kivan d'yavid haviyada, asked the Mara, kinar lamele d'srim yishnaseh. Then why did he need the kinar, the harp, to wake him up? And v'kivan d'moshe haviyada, lamele d'memer kechatzos. And why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kechatzos? Explains the Gemara, three lines before the wise. Moshe kasavar shemi yitzu. It's tagmine paro. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that the magicians of Paro would make a mistake. V'yomru Moshe badoyu, and would say that Moshe Rabbeinu erred. For that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu said kichatzos, so that their error wouldn't be turned and said, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu said they're going to die. The Bechorim are going to die at 12 o'clock, and they died at 12:05, at 11:55. Has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Whenever a person wants to rationalize, they can find many things to rationalize. So Moshe Rabbeinu took away that component and he said, Kichatzos halayla. So Amar Mar, as Mar taught, one has to be very, very careful with their language. Lamei l'shoncha lomar eni yodeya. The Tanan Derech Eretz Zuta says, you should train yourself to say, you don't know. Shema tizpadeh v'seyachez. sometimes if you say something, your word will be misconstrued and you will be turned into a liar. In other words, by saying something that could only be understood in a precise manner, often it's not received in a precise manner, and then you end up looking bad. Rav Nevenzal Shlita will often answer, Eini Yodea. I would say that as much as 50% of the time when a question is asked to him, he will say, Eini Yodea. I believe that some of the times it's simply because of that he wants to make sure that his answer would not be misconstrued, so therefore he preferred to say Eini Yodea as a kiyum of this Gemara. The Gemara continues. Rav Ashi Amar, Bepal Gaurta, the place are Nagi, our Baisar, have a koi. At Chatzos, between the moment, between the 13th of Nisan and the 14th of Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu met Klal Yisrael and he spoke to them. V'hachi kamar, and this, V'hachi kamar Moshe Yisrael, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu l'machar b'chatzos alai l'kiya, idna ani yotzei b'soch Mitzrayim. Just like tonight, at Chatzos, I'm speaking to you, so too, tomorrow, Kichatzos Halayla, this is going to happen, the Mitzrayim are going to die. According to this pshat of Ravashi, Kichatzos Halayla is actually Moshe Rabbeinu saying, just like now I'm speaking to you at Chatzos, so too, tomorrow night at this time, something amazing is going to happen. The Gemara continues, and Darshan of Pasuk in Tehillim, in regards to David waking up. David shama nafshi ki chosid ani. David is mevakesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have himself protected because he's a chosid. Levi v'Rav Yitzchak. Chad omer kach omer David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One said that this is what David said HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shalom lo chosid ani. Shekol malchei mizrach u'mayriv yishenim ad shalosh sha'os. Am I not a chosid by waking up at this time? All other kings sleep 3 hours. Vani chatzos alayla akum lahodes lecha. And I wake up already at chatzos. That was one Amora's wave on the pasuk. V'idach kach amar Dov nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shalom lo chosid ani. Shekol malchei mizrach u'mayriv yoshim agudos agudos v'chvodam. All of them protect themselves and gather themselves together in small groups that focus on their honor. Vani luchlochos bedam ubeshapir uveshalya kedelitari shalabailot. And what do? My hands, I don't focus on my kavod. My hands are full of blood, of placenta, in order to make a woman permissible to her husband. Veloot el komashani ose aninim lachbim fi boshes. And before I do anything out of modesty, I consult with Mifi Boshes. Rabbi. Mifiboshes, my Rebbe, va'amelo mifiboshes. Rabbi Yofa danti, Yofa chayafti, Yofa zachisti, Yofa taharti, Yofa timesi, v'lo boshti. I would ask him, mifiboshes, my Rebbe, did I paskin correctly on this one? Did I judge correctly? He was not embarrassed to ask these shailas. We had in our Gemara that David HaMelech, his hands were dirty with the dam, the shapir, and the shalya, and we translated it generally. Now let's see Rashi, who describes what each one of them are. Says Rashi in Dibur Maskil, Yodim Luchachas Badam, Shanoshim Maros Lo Dam Nida, Imtami Imtar, Sheish Maros Dam Tar Beisha, that there is a dam of Nida. Sometimes the dam is Tame, sometimes the dam is Tar. So the question was asked to him about that. Ubishafir, says Rashi, Hu Or Havlad. It is the skin of the child, of a fetus. Shahatzamos vaginim vaabasar notzrim besocho. It's the part of the flesh where the bones grow. The yeshapir shoisha yoshevas lovi meituma. If the shapir, the fetus, comes out at a certain stage, so then it's considered like a halachic birth, and you have to wait yimeituma tahara as described in Parshas Tazria. However, v'yeshap, you're skipping down 2 lines of Rashi, malei mayim v'dam, she'ena choshev lad, it's not considered a child, leishlov d'mei tumah, you'll let this d'mei ta'arasa. So when a woman miscarried, the shapir was brought to him, as well as Rashi says, u'beshalya. That was what we would call the placenta. The snam we learn in Nida, ain shalya below vad, there isn't a placenta without a child, v'ukim in lavush,
Shaholid Shavlad Shoche Besochet. Literally, the placenta where the child rests inside the fetus rests inside. Betanya Ein Shalya Chusa Mitefach. And we learn that a placenta is not less than the tefach. V'tchilasa, but it starts out very small. Kechut shel arev itself, when keturmis it gets larger. V'mivinos lefan of liros imyeshbak yeshir. If it was large enough to consider a leida. V'masuya kedas shalya shenach zikenu shalya vlad besocha. V'nimuach v'chosh alav yimei tuma v'taro umlav. Is it, has it progressed, the placenta progressed to the point that it was considered a miscarriage of a fetus, and then halachically would be considered a birth, and then the woman would have to wait, yimei tuma and tahara, or no? These were the things that David HaMelech was involved with. 15 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Brei D'Ravidi. My crop. What does the pasuk in Tehillim mean? Va'adabra be'idosecha neged melachim v'lo evosh. The literal meaning of the pasuk seems to be that I speak about your Torah, even if it opposes or is something that makes other kings uncomfortable, I'm not embarrassed. However, Chazal understand it differently. Chazal over here will explain it. I will speak to Talmidei Chachamim. Malachim here are like Talmidei Chachamim. This is how the Maharsha explains it. And I will speak in front of Malachim, and I will not be Talmidei Chachamim or Malachim, and I will not be embarrassed to make a mistake. In other words, that David HaMelech was not embarrassed that as the king, as the royal person, that he would make a mistake. The Gemara continues, Tana Lomi Pi Baisha Shmai. El Ish Baisha Shmai. Here we're not taught, the name over here is not Mifi Baishas, but rather is Ish Baishas. We know that Shaul had a son, Mifi Baishas, who actually ruled after Shaul was killed for 2 years over Yisrael. David had the reign of Yehuda, the Judean hills, immediately after Shaul's death. However, Mephibosheth ruled for 2 years. Says the Gemara an amazing thing. The other Melech, who in some ways could be looked at as David's rival, he was the person that David would consult, and he was Mevayesh David Bahalacha. He was stronger than David in Halacha, and David bowed his head to him. Let's take a look and see in the words of the Gemara and Rashi. Tana. He would embarrass David lahalacha. In other words, he was stronger than David in halacha, and David himself was not embarrassed to admit it. And for that reason, David was zoche, and from him came out Kilav. Kilav is mentioned in Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Umishneyu, Kilav, La'avigayo. The Gemara will clarify a little bit more about Kilav. Let's take a look at Rashi. Mifi Boishas, Mipi Boishas, Bidvar Alocha, Yotze Mipiv, Haye Boishas to David. He would embarrass David, Shepam Shayetov, Vuamar Lo Ta'isa, that Ish Boishas would say, you made a mistake. He had the son kill off. The Gemara clarifies, his name was Daniel. Machlim means to be embarrassed. It's a play on Machlim, the kaf and the lamed of kilav is the from the word machlim, to embarrass. Ha'av means the father embarrassed, that the father was embarrassed. Lahalacha v'alav amar shlom b'chachmasay b'ni imchacham libcha yismach libi gamoni. The famous pasuk in Mishlei, my son, if you are wise, so then you would, if you are wise, you'll rejoice with me. B'cheinu oimer. Chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashuva chorfi davar. Shlomo was saying these things in regards to David, as if David had said it about Kalav b'no, that by chasing after Chachma, that ultimately you'll rejoice, even if you're going to be embarrassed. Rashi explains that Kilav was also called Daniel. Let's take a look at Rashi, two lines before the wide. Ela Daniel Shmo, Mokum Acher Omer, Umishneu Kilav Lavigal Eishes Naval, Mokum Acher Omer, Vasheni Daniel Lavigal, but Dibre Yomim is called Daniel. So it seems that Kilav, his name was really Daniel, but his play name, his drush name, was Kilav for the embarrassment that David was willing to subject himself. The Gemara continues, about 10 lines to the bottom, V'David, mi kari l'nafshei chassid. Did David really call himself a chassid? Is that backed up with other psukim? V'haksiv, lulei amanti l'esbetuv Hashem eretz chayim. David, according to the way Chazal understood, was not entirely trustworthy of trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tana mishmeidu Rabbi Yossi, lama nokud alulei. If you look at the pasuk, itilim chazayin, there are dots on top. Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, muftach ani b'cha, she'atem mishalem tzchar tov l'tzadikim l'asalava. Aval eini yod, I know that you're going to pay back tzadikim in the future. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world ultimately is just. Aval eini yodeim, yesh li chelek b'neim. I don't know if I will have a chelek in them. In other words, he was unsure if he himself was deserving, in love or not. Shema yigrom hachet. Gemara says that David's faith, he was an absolute chassid. However, answers the Gemara, Shema yigrom hachet. He was afraid that his chet was going to hold him back. Rav Yaakov Aridi Rami. Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I will guard you forever. And yet it also says that Yaakov was very afraid. Lest there was a chet that's going to put him in danger vis-a-vis Esav. The Gemara in Sota describes in the Az Yashir, we sang twice Ad Yavaram Chashem, and they're in reference to two different crossings in Teretz Yisrael. Ad Yavaram Chashem Zu Bi Rishona. That's when we went into Teretz with Yoshua. Ad Yavaram Zu Kanisa. That this people that you own them Zu Bi Ashniya. This is the coming of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra. Mikanu Ruchacham Ruma Yisrael Yaseslem. This is why the Gemara here is bringing it down, is that there were chatoim that we had done during the Galus, and for that reason, there wasn't a miraculous return to Eretz Yisrael, but rather, we went with the permission of Koresh, Rashi explained, and it wasn't in the dramatic before, because of the Averos that we had done in the interim. Rashi in Sota says that refers to the Averos that we did during Bayis Risha. So again, the Gemara is making this point because the Gemara wants to point out that even though David at times called himself a chassid, at times he was lulei hemanti, there was a part of him that was afraid, lulei, because of maybe there was a chet that would cause him to lose his status of a chassid. And we see that the same thing applied in our coming to Eretz Yisrael the second time around. It is interesting that the Rambam writes, in regard to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remains from ever, from the second coming into Eretz Yisrael. There is a machlokas in the Gemara and Shavuot, whether Kedusha Rishona, the first coming into Eretz Yisrael from Yehoshua was Kitchel Atzulavo, or the second coming of the Kedusha Shnia of Ezra, is the Kedusha, and we pass the Ram says the Kedusha Shnia, because there that was not done in a physical conquest, but it was done in the process of Hirur Tshuva. So the Gemara on the one hand over here says that the Chet caused that we did not come into Eretz Yisrael in a miraculous fashion like the battle of the Yeshua. On the other hand, there is a Milo that the Rambam says that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael stays forever because of the Hirur Tshuva, and a physical conquest could be undone, but not Tshuva. At the same time, the Tshuva did not come along with miracles, it seems, from our Gemara, because of the Averos that were done in between. The Gemara now continues on the last line, back into our Mishnah. The Haggadah has now periodically ended, and the Gemara comes back to the Shiga, the Chachamim, that say that Kriya Shema is until Chatzos. Says the Gemara, Chacham Amar Chatzos, Chacham Kiman Svirlu. Who do the Chacham hold like? Ik Rebbe Eliezer Svirlu, if they hold like Rebbe Eliezer. The opinion of Rebbe Eliezer is, as Rashi explains on the second line from the bottom, that when the Torah says B'shach Bicha is a time that people actually go to sleep. The emphasis here is go to sleep, when they lie down. And that is, in the time of the Mishnah, was during the Ashmura Rishona, with first third of the night. Halavai, we get to sleep in the first third of the night, right? But in the time of Chazal, it was the first third of the night that people would go to sleep. Now, the time of Shiva could also be the time that people are sleeping, and that is throughout the night, until Alos HaShachar, Halavai, we would get up at Alos HaShachar. But either way, that is the issue over here with the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim are of the opinion, the Chacham over here say until Chatzos. Says the Gemara, which definition of Vishach Lachar are they going? If they're going, Kaman Svirulu, Ika Rebbe Eliezer, they go with Rebbe Eliezer's drasha of Uvishach Bicha as making reference to the time that people normally go to sleep, Svirulu, Lameru, Ki Rebbe Eliezer. Then let them just simply say, we follow Rebbe Eliezer's position. Ika Rebbe Eliezer, and if you're going to say that they go with the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel, in other words, that Uvishach Bicha means the entire night when people go to sleep, Lameru, Lameru, Ki Rebbe Gamliel. Let us say that they follow, like the opinion of Rebbe Gamliel. Where did this middle category of Chatzot come from? Answers the Gemara, La'olam Ki Rebbe Gamliel Tzirubu. Really, they hold like Rebbe Gamliel. L'hadik ha'amri at Chatzot. And this says, it says until Chatzot, Kedei laharchik es ha'odom mino aveira. Really, they hold that the definition Uvashach Bicha is the time that people sleep. However, they have Chatzot in order to distance you from aveira. Kedei sanya chachom masu yisog v'zreim. Kedei shalo yehei odom bo min asada be'erev. V'omer elech lebeisi. So a person should not say, I want to go to my house, and he's going to postpone Kriya Shema. The Chachamim want to discourage that. I'll eat a little bit, I'll drink a little, and later I'll say Kriya Shema dan. And then he falls asleep. And he'll forget to say Kriya Shema the entire night. Aval, Adam Bam Nasad Erev, Nichnas LeBeis HaKnesses. Immediately he goes into shul. Imragol likros kore, v'imragol lishnos shone. If he's, it's normal for him to read the Torah. In other words, to study Torah shebichsav, he reads. V'imragol lishnos, if it's normal for him to learn Torah shebal peh, shone, he learns. The kore kriya shema, and he reads kriya shema. Umespalo l'indan zochol pito mvarich. V'chala over al divrei chachamim, and anybody who violates the words chachamim, chayiv misa. Then he is chayiv. Misa. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we mentioned that there is a machlokis rishonim, whether, according to the Chachamim, this is a din lechatchila, they need to do before Chatzos, or it's a ketova that the Chachamim did, but hadn't transplanted the mitzvah itself. The Rashba is of the opinion on Daf Tes that what all this is that the Chachamim were saying is that you shouldn't eat and sleep beforehand, but not to say that if you planned and you had everything worked out and you're going to learn all night until 1 in the morning and then say Kriya Shema, it seems when the Rashba on Daf Tes that would not be a problem. One could argue that the Rashba fits in decently with our Gemara over here, because the Gemara's particular fear is someone who's going to miss the entire night. But not that the Chazal were oker the mitzvah so that one must lechatchila do it before Chatzos. This is discussed in the Be'er Halach. In Simon Reish Lamed Hey, in Dibur HaMaskil, the Uzmana, where he quotes the position of the Rashba. However, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that Lechatchila, one should always plan to have Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema before Chatzos, and not only a fear lest he fall asleep, but and if a person cheshbon that he won't, that be okay, but rather it should be done in all instances. And of course, the Gemara here concludes with a very sharp line, why is it specifically over here that there is a chiyuv misa, such a scary onish for someone who does not follow the words of Chacham? One explanation is here it's more likely that people will violate, so we need to scare them into the onish of Misa. Bibay Seima Lafuki Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus Mashon Dechova. Or we want to emphasize Misa to show how important davening Ma'ariv is, because this Manda Amar is following those who say, we're going to have later on a Chav Zayinam Abayz, two opinions, whether Ma'ariv is the same Chiv of Tfilah like Shachris and Mincha. And here the Manda Amar is trying to emphasize that Ma'ariv is so important that it would be considered a Chova. The Gemara in Erevin already tells us on that Chafalfon Beis, Kolo Over Al Divrei Sofrim Chayiv Misa. So this is not something that is so stark and alarming. The Gemara already speaks about the idea of one who violates the din of the Chacham is Chayiv Misa. Seems that the Chazal wanted to emphasize that critical to the Masoras HaTorah is listening to the word of the Rabbanan. Tosas on Dav Dalet Amid Beis in Sota and Dibra Maschal Nekar Mina Olam, where the Gemara says that someone who doesn't follow until he dies Nekar Mina Olam, also a Lashon Chayiv Misa. This is why at times Chazal use the expression Chayiv Misa, sometimes they say Nekar Mina Olam, and Tosas also entertains the idea over there that it could very well be that Misa doesn't always mean literally, but Chas V'Chalila means for a person becoming poor. In fact, Tosas there goes so far as to say that person becoming poor might actually be worse than dying. Either way, the Gemara continues five lines before the wise. Amar Mar, Kari Kriyishma Umispalo. The Braisa told us that the person reads Kriyishma and then he dies. Misayel Rabbi Yochanan. This is a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Zeo Ben Olam Abo Zasomech Guula Letzvila Shel Shach Shel Arvis. And that is Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a relationship between Kriya Shema and Tefillah. Now let's keep in mind that you and I often make some associations that aren't necessarily halachic associations, but are based on our religious schedule of the day. I'll give you an example that's not connected to our Gemara. Tefillin. I remember for many, many years, until I was zochet to come to Eretz Yisrael and see my Rebbe of Nevinzal and many people in the Old City wearing tefillin throughout the day. Now, particularly his son, Rav Chizkio Shlita, wears tefillin most of the day. That previously I had always associated tefillin with davening. When you daven, you put on tefillin. Really, there isn't a direct connection between the two. It is true that when you say Kriya Shema, you need to wear tefillin, but the relationship between tefillin and davening is not a biblical one or even a rabbinical one. Similarly, if we often associate Kriya Shema is one of the things we do in davening. There are two independent mitzvahs. Kriya Shema is one mitzvah. Davening is another mitzvah. The relationship between Kriya Shema and Tefillah develops on many different levels, but is not on the pure mitzvah d'oraisa, but it does develop here in the requirement of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. We know that Tefillah has parts to it, where you have the Kriya Shema and its brachos, and of course, subsequent to Birchos Kriya Shema, the concluding Birchos Kriya Shema, we have Tefillah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, to be an Olam Haba, you need to be put together, you need to connect the bracha of Gal Yisrael to Tefillah. And that is a requirement in the evening as well. Shuman Levi says, Tefillah be'emsa tiknum, that the Tefillah was put, instituted in the... According to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, all Shemona Esrei was put in the middle of Kriya Shema. What does that mean, in between Kriya Shema? The answer is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that Kriya Shema are the two buffers, the two bookends of the day. Kriya Shema in the morning, which is then followed by Shemona Esrei of Shachris, which is then followed by Shemona Esrei of Mincha, which is then followed by Shemona Esrei of Ma'ariv, and then you say Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv with its brachos. Of course, if then the Kriya Shema of Ma'ariv comes after Shemona Esrei, there isn't Smichas Geula L'Tefillah. The Gemara explains, what is the subject of this machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Ibai Seim Akrav, Ibai Seim Asvara. There's both a machlokes that relates to how you explain a pasuk, as well as machlokas and logic. Ibai same as svara de Yochanan sever geula meorta na mihave. The explanation svara is Yochanan says that geula is also associated with the evening, Ela gula ma'aselo ave ela tzafra. But the greater geula appears in the morning. In other words, the notion of geula, redemption, is something that's associated with the morning. For example, we know lamnatzech ala yelas hashachar, that the morning light, represents the light of redemption. So says Rabbi Yochanan, even though that's true, nevertheless, there is geula at night as well. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi savar, the only real geula is in the morning and not in the day. Hence, there is no inyan of being somech geula l'tviva. They argue how to interpret something in the pasuk of saying the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we go to sleep and when we wake up. Rabbi Yochanan savar makish shchiva l'kima. The Torah is telling us to equate going to sleep to waking up. Ma kima kriyashma v'achikach tefillah. Just like when we wake up, we first do kriyashma and then tefillah. Everybody agrees with that. Av shchiva nami kriyashma v'achikach tefillah. So too, when we go to sleep, we do the same order. Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar makish shchiva l'kima. Ma kima kriyashma samach l'mita. So just like when we wake up, kriyashma is closer to our bed. Av shchiva nami, in other words, when we had gotten up, first we do kriyashma after waking up, then tefillah. Av shchiva nami, so we go to sleep. Kriyashma samach l'mita. So kriyashma is supposed to be connected. In other words, like we said before, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it's the bookends of the day. Asks the Gemara, Masa mar brei d'ravina, be'erev mvarach shtayim lefaneha, u'shtayim lecharev. We're going to learn later on, daf yud aleph, amid aleph, that at night, there are two brachos before kriyashma, and then there are two brachos afterwards, the bracha of Gol Yisrael, and then the bracha of Hashkivenu. Now, wait a second. If we're going to say that there's a chiyuv smichas geula tefillah, that can't exist at night, because at the end of the day, we don't have tefillah immediately subsequent to the bracha of Gol Yisrael. There is a bracha of Hashkivenu. Analyzes the Gemara. V'yamrit boi l'smoch halokosan geula tefillah. Da boi l'meimer Hashkivenu. Answers the Gemara, Amri, kimin tikin rabban hashkivenu, ki geula arichta damya. We look at the bracha of hashkivenu as one long bracha of geula. Dilo teim achi, if you're not going to say this, shachris heichi matzis samach. V'homer Rabbi Yochanan betchila omer Hashem svasai tiftach. We also add in shachris, after the bracha of God. So it's true, we don't have hashkivenu, but we also have a long rendition of Hashem svasai tiftach. Also, when we conclude, we have Yule Ratzon. Elohasam, kivin de tekin rabban lemeim Hashem svasai tiftach, kitfila richta dami. There was a takana of Hashem svasai tiftach, and therefore it's considered one long tefillah. Hachinami, kivin de tekin rabban lemeim hashkivenu, ki geula arichta dami. Since they instituted to say hashkivenu, we consider it as one long tefillah of geula. Benu Yonah explains how hashkivenu is an extension of the geula. He points out, starting backwards in his words, starting from the end up, he points out very beautifully, Hashkivenu is an absolutely beautiful tefillah that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us in the evening. V'sakneinu beitza tovu fanech av yoshienu. It's a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect those of us who have tried to go on his ways, to protect us in the darkness of the night. That tefillah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, corresponds to the tefillah of the tzaddikim at the night of the geula at Mitzrayim, that they were afraid there was a mashkis, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect us, go in front of us and go behind us. So therefore, it says Rabbeinu Yonah, that is the tefillah that is directly connected to the geula, because the tzaddikim were davening that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect them at the time, and they actually were protecting akin along the lines, or possibly the tefillah itself, of Hashkivenu. The Gemara continues two lines before the wide. Amar Rabbi Elazar Ravina Kola Amar Tila David B'chol Yom. Those who say Tila David Emuchal Lekai HaMelech, the tefillah, what we call Ashrei, three times a day, Muftach Losha Shu Ben Olam Haba. He could be assured that he's someone who will be go into Olam Haba. My time, what's the reason? Elam Shimda Asya Ba'alef Beis, Neima Ashrei Tzmi Meiderech. If it's because of the Aleph Beis, so why do we choose Tehillim Kuf Mem Hey? Also, Tehillim Kuf Yud Hes also could qualify
as well. So it can't be that explanation. The Asya B'Tamya Apin
Ashrei Tzvimei Derech has eight parts to it where you repeat the Aleph space. Ella, but rather must be an explanation. Mishum de Ispei Paseach Es Yodecha. Because the pasuk of Paseach Es Yodecha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everyone. Neima, says the Gemara, if that's so, Neima Halal Gadol. Then let us say what is referred to as Halal Gadol, Tilim Kuflam involved, Dechsiv Bein Osan Lechon Chobasar. El Mishum Dispei Tarti. So Gemara says, you're right. It has both of the above things, and for both of those reasons, we chose Ashrei to say three times a day. For number one, to be Zochet to say the Aleph Beis, the Shleimus of the Olam Vamevin Yavin, and number two is for Paseach HaSedech. Om Rabbi Yochan, Pnei Malo Nemar Nun Ba'Ashrei, Nun is not mentioned, Mipnei Sheyosh Ba'Apalosan Shel Son Yisrael, because it's a reference to the fall of Klal Yisrael. Over here, the Lashon of Sone Yisrael is actually a euphemism, but it refers to actually Chas V'Chalila when Klal Yisrael is, as the Pasuk in Amos describes, Nafla Lo Sasif Kum Besulas Yisrael. Here, there are two opinions in the Mefarshim of how to read Nafla Lo Sasif Kum Besulas Yisrael. The Marava Mitar Tzilei Hachi. In Marava, they read it as follows. Nafla Klal Yisrael fall. V'lon sosif linpal od. They will no longer fall. Kum besulas Yisrael. And so in Marava, they actually learned it in a positive way. In other words, they explained the pasuk in a positive way. The simple way reading of pasuk is nafla lo sosif kum besulas Yisrael. Besulas Yisrael will no longer pick herself up. In Marava, they explain no. Even the pasuk of nafla, the nun, that has a mapalasa, ultimately there is a nechama in it. Nafla lo sosif, we won't fall again. Kum, let us stand up. That's the memra of Eretz Yisrael, the optimism of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak filo hachi chazer dove samchim beruach hakodesh, shenemar soimei Hashem lechol noiflim. Nevertheless, even though we don't have the nun, nevertheless it was added, dove added it beruach hakodesh, because he added Someh Hashem Lechol Noiflin, he made reference to that Nun, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to protect us when we fall. First basic halachic topic that emerges today from Daf Dalid in Maseches Brachos is the Gemara's description of the Isser to eat before one says Kriyashma. Daf Dalid on the base, the Gemara had told us that one should be careful. Shelo ye adam ba min asad be'erev va'omer eilech lebeisi v'achol kima v'eshte kima v'ishon kima v'achak kach ekra kriyashma. The Gemara says, and falls asleep. And that's why the Gemara said it was instituted that should be done before kriyashma should be done before chatzos. Along those lines, there is a further halacha in terms of eating before kriyashma. Simin reish lamed hey. Siv Beis and Mechaber Paschins. Also, the Hasla Echol Chasi Shal Samach Lizman Kriyashma Shal Arvis. A half hour within Lizman Kriyashma of Shah of Ma'ariv, there already is a prohibition to eat. Vim Hischa La Echol Achar Shiyigi Azman. And if a person erroneously started, Mafsik Vikori Kriyashma Vigomer Sudasa. Vacha Kakor also Bibirchasa Mispalo. If he makes a mistake, then he should stop immediately, say Kriya Shema, and then he'll say it again after he benches with its brachos. First of all, what is this half hour before Kriya Shema? What exactly is that period of time? So my Rebbe Rav Nevinzal quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, his Rebbe, and this is in the B'Yitzchak Yikarei edition of the Mishnah Berurah, as well as, it could be found as well as in Halicha Shlomo, as well, that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that 20 minutes after Shkia is already the appropriate time for Ma'ariv. It seems like Rav Shlomo Zalman's minion, they davened a little bit slowly because he said they would get to Kriya Shema 25 minutes after Shkia, and that would be an okay time to already be saying Kriya Shema. We will not be discussing right now the Zman, the earliest Zman of Kriya Shema at night, but just in general, that is already the time of Tfilas Ma'ariv, and in other words, Tfilas Kriya Shema as well, 20 minutes after Shkia, and therefore the half hour that a person cannot start a meal would then begin already 10 minutes before Kriya Shema. The Mishnah 10 minutes before Shkia, excuse me. The Mishnah Bura in Sifkatan Tevzayin in Reish Lamed Hei adds that the nature of the prohibition is the following. Vatam, Shema Yimash Besudaso, we're afraid that the meal will extend. Upa'amim Yishtake Ali Deze Gam Beshena, he'll go to sleep. Vyishkach Likros Kriya Shema, Vafilu Lechol Kima Asur. And even to eat a little bit is prohibited. Umikomakom Tima Ba'al small taste. So even a small amount is going to be prohibited. However, a taste of something, that includes up until a beitza of pas, is permissible. So any type of eating that is a seuda, even a seuda ketana, which normally constitutes more than just simply a little bit of pas, would be prohibited. One cannot eat supper before one davens ma'ariv. Rav Nevinzal told me that one could ask a question on this, that if one takes a look in regards to the halachas of mincha, there it's prohibited to start a su'uda gedola. However, when it comes to a small su'uda, it seems that before mincha, there are times that one is allowed to eat a su'uda. The opinion of the Ramah that is found in Reish Lamed Beis at the end of Sif Aleph. Yet when Ma'ariv, we don't have the heter of a su'uda ktana. And Rav Nevinzal pointed out to me that it seems that by Ma'ariv we are more machmir than by mincha, and even a small amount would be prohibited to eat. In other words, a small meal, even if it's not a su'uda gedola, like a big party, a marriage, a bris, etc., that by mincha there might be room to be makel on a su'uda ketana. However, by ma'ariv we are not makel on a su'uda ketana. The question then emerges that not only does this only apply to eating, it applies to doing other malacha as well, possibly even traveling. How is it that we don't daven sometimes ma'ariv right away, those of us who are merit to learn in yeshiva, those of us who have other jobs as well, important jobs, those of us who are doing chesed, how can we do all of those things, or even eat a meal, if there's a beferish halacha which says that it's prohibited? And the standard explanation is that really it is a problem. However, if there's a minyan kavua where a person davens at, so then in such a case, the poskim spell out, this is brought down in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, if there is a minyan kavua that a person davens at, then that would be acceptable, as well as there are times if a person makes a shomer, that will be acceptable as well to remind him. But otherwise, take a look at the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Reish Lamed Hei Sivav, where there he emphasizes that without a minyan kavua, it could very well be that a significant meal, even a seuda ketana, would be problematic. So we learned in today's daf the prohibition of eating before Kriyash. This is halacha, of course, is found in the Tosos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where Tosos Nibar Maschil Kore says, Mikan Mashma, Shemisho, Sheyiz Man Kriya Shema Shalayla, Shein Lalechol Suda, Achei Kara Kriya Shema Vispal Arvis, and this becomes the source of the first halacha. The second set of halachos, Be'ezer Hashem, for Daf Dalet, is the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis had told us about the requirement of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, the requirement to connect the two. The Gemara says that someone who connects Geula Tefillah is a Ben Olam Haba. The Gemara later on, Daf Tes Amud Beis, even says that a person is assured that won't be damaged. Tosfos is even bothered. What happens if there's a person who was Someich Geula Tefillah and was damaged? And Tosfos says it could be that it's only for someone who davens and nates. But it seems that there is a tremendous significance given between someone who is Someich Geula L'tfila. The Yerushalmi on Daf Vavim and Aleph in the standard editions of the Yerushalmi give us a couple of sources for the requirement of Smicha Geula L'tfila. First of all, and this is quoted, by the way, in the tour in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, first of all, the Yerushalmi quotes that the Pasuk of Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi Vehegyon Libel Fenecha Hashem Tzuri Vigali of Tfila is found in Tilim Yutes, and right after that is Yancho Hashem Biyom Tzara. So we see that there is a connection between Tfila, which is Yancho Hashem Biyom Tzara, and Geula, that David HaMelech already put a relationship between the two, as well as the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Ami as saying that someone who is not Samech Geula Tfila is like someone who knocks on the door for the king, and when the king comes to open the door, so then the person has left. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also leaves. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Beyur, in the Yerushalmi, adds, Va'af hacha, kisha omer geula. When a person talks about geula, mashma mamtin hu l'geula. This is the best explanation I've seen in terms of what is the significance of smicha l'geula tefillah. If he's mentioning the geula, then it shows that the geula is important to him. Hilkach tekef yivakesh al geula. And therefore, he will immediately ask for the geula, and he'll wait for the geula, and he'll wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to him, as opposed to someone who just knocks on the door for a minute and then he immediately leaves. Someone who's asking for geula, thinking of the significance of geula, is a person who's going to be willing to stick around until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. In other words, it's an individual that's saying that I'm not just coming and asking for the short term, I'm asking for the long term as well. I remember that there is a geula. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world from a longitudinal perspective. There's much more to add to that, but this is a halacha component. But to understand this, the Gemara makes a very big deal of smichas geula tefillah, and it's not entirely clear about what the rationale is. Maybe there's a remez to the Hesber here in Chaim Kanievsky's Svarim. In Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, we have this halacha paskin. The Mechaber writes, Tzarech lismoch geula tefillah. A person should connect geula tefillah. V'lo yafzik beinayim, he should not interrupt. Afilu ba'amein achar go Yisrael. Shouldn't even say amein after Yisrael. Here, reminiscent to the disagreement between the Mechaber and the Ramah about HaBocher ba'amein Yisrael ba'ala, it's a different machlokas, but similar. Here, the Ramah quotes an opinion v'yeshom shemutalas amein. There is an opinion that says you're allowed to even say Amen after Gal Yisrael. The Poskim added that even according to those who do, and the Ramah concludes, V'chein Noagin, that it was the custom. However, it doesn't seem to be our custom. What we try to do, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in other places, is to conclude Gal Yisrael with the Chazan, and therefore not get involved with this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but know that there is such opinion in the Ramah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah adds that is only about saying Amen on Gal Yisrael. However, to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah or Kedusha and so on, one should not do that because of the Chashivus between being Somech, Geula, Tfila, that it's not just about our wants, the way we explained before, Alpi Machshava, but as well connecting our particular Tzrachim to the ultimate history of Klal Yisrael, the longitudinal connection of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. The Ramah adds an interesting position. V'yesh omrim, says the Ramah, Kuf Yud Aleph, Hadit Tzarech Lismol Gula Tfila Hayudavka B'chol U'B'yomtif, that this halacha is only regards to Chol and Yomtif. Al B'Shabbos in Tzarech. On Shabbos you don't have to. Pirush, what's the explanation? The time of the B'in Al-Mismol Gula Tfila, because it's an essential component of Tfila, because Yanko Hashem is connected Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi V'Goali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving me. That was the first explanation we had given from the Rishalmi. V'Shabbos lav zman tzara, and Shabbos is not zman tzar. Ulaniyaz daiti dinir demashen ken b'yom tov. However, the Ramah concludes that Yom Tov is not that way. Mishum shem yimei din, as we know from the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, that Pesach is judged al tfua. Hence, there is more of a reason to be doeg on geula on the Yom Tov than Shabbos, and therefore the Ramah says there might be less of an inyan to be somech geula l'tfila, particularly on Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha observes that that may have nafgaminos for us, l'halacha. And that is that he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that what happens if someone came late to shul? Normally, if a person comes late and they've already started Shmoneh Esrei, he cannot jump into Shmoneh Esrei. If a person comes late for Mincha and he missed Ashrei, he could jump in for Shmoneh Esrei and say Ashrei later on. In the morning, you cannot do that. Why? Because of this ever-important rule of Smichas Geula Tefillah. But on Shabbos, according to the Ramah, maybe there's room for a person who Chas V'Chalila comes late to then start Shmoneh Esrei with them, even though he would not be Somech Geula l'tfila. Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be nota l'kula. However, he does quote, the Bar Halacha does quote, that the Lechem Chamudas and the Elyu Rabba says that one can be mekel. It seems that the Bar Halacha comes out l'chumra. In the Sefer Yishe Yisrael, he does conclude in Perek Yudzayin Sif Chavav, B'Shabbos Muta La'anos Amei Yeshmei Rabbu Kedusha Ubarchu Bein L'Geula L'Tfila, based on this rationale that we had in the Ramah. The Tila L'David is quoted in the footnotes over there as saying it's Pashut that one should say Amen after the Bracha of Gal Yisrael on Shabbos. I haven't seen people that follow this custom, but clearly, according to the Ramah, Shabbos would have a different status. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be nota in the other direction. In Reish Yud Al, in Kuf Yud Al Siv Gimel, he says you should be Somech Gdula Tefila like Chol. It could very well be that it depends on which source of the Yerushalmi you're working with. The Ramah was going Halacha L'Maisen. We see in the Yishei Yisrael, that's how they paskin, that the Ramah was working with the side that says that Yil Rasa Imrefi Tzuri V'Goali, is that Geula is supposed to be connected to Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. If that's so, that would apply to all tefillos. However, only to the tefillos where there is a tsar, and Shabbos is a zman that we don't think about tsar. However, which in the other opinion in the Yerushalmi, with the explanation of Chaim Kanievsky about the idea that a Jew needs to be connecting his tefillah to the geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he just knocks for his tefillah by the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, so he might not be there. If that would be so then, which is not the side that the Ramah is working with, then there wouldn't be a difference between the week and on Shabbos, and hence the Aruch HaShulchan has a different position, and he says that we follow the same rules of Smichas Geula L'Tfila during the week. This concludes the second halacha of Smichas Geula L'Tfila and concludes Daf Dalid in Maseches Brachos.